This is My Better Half on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. Longtime listeners of Jefferson Public Radio might be familiar with my guest today. Beginning in the 1980s, the station began broadcasting her folksy commentaries about living off the grid in the mountains of southern Oregon, raising a son in a home she built herself. The series ran for a total of about 20 years, and the JPR commentaries have been collected into three volumes of books. In 1999, her book, Fire from the Dragon's Tongue, Essays about Living with Nature in the Siskiyou Mountains, was a finalist for the Oregon Book Award. The 21st century has been fruitful for her, too. In her 60s, she earned her PhD at the University of Oregon, writing her dissertation on Old English poetry. When I asked her if anything shifted for her after finally getting her doctorate, she quoted a Zen saying, "Before enlightenment, chopping wood and carrying water. After enlightenment, chopping wood and carrying water." Diana told me she's always enjoyed a good challenge. Case in point, when she turned 79, she decided to walk 800 miles in the year leading up to her 80th birthday. So, Diana, the main thing I wanted to talk to you today about is this program that you had. So, first of all, you reached a personal milestone this year. You turned 80 in July. Congratulations.
That's right. Thank you.
And then, as the calendar clicked over the previous year to your last birthday ever with the, you know, starting with the 7,
all right,
you hatched this plan. 80 was already in your mind. So how are you thinking about that milestone then?
Well, I'd like to do something special for the milestone birthdays. So 75, 70, 80, and so I'm thinking, well, what can I do for my 80th birthday? And I was doing an overnight backpacking trip in the Red Buttes. And I thought, I know, I'll hike 800 miles before my 80th birthday.
Nice round number.
Nice round number. It was numbers that did it.
Yeah.
And I was a little, I think I had no idea how many miles 800 actually would be in terms of walking them. But yeah, it sounded like a good plan.
So that's what made it occur to you, because you were already out on this trip to begin with. What did your friends and family think about your goal to hike or walk 800 miles in the next year?
Well, they all know that I'm a hiker. So it was like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Course.
Wow.
Makes
yes,
sense.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Outstanding. It's so great when we have support.
Oh, yeah. They were great. And I did about half of those miles on solo trips and about half of them with other friends, family.
Okay. And we'll get into that in a minute. But First of all, I want you to set the scene for me, because I'm thinking of all the logistics. I mean, you yourself said you weren't quite aware, you know, really what 800 miles entailed. So set the scene for me at home during your planning process. Were you doing a lot of internet research? Were there maps pinned up all over your living room?
No and no. What I did was make a spreadsheet, a chart kind of thing that I could keep track of my miles. That was the main thing. So I wanted to note down what trail it was, how many miles I did, what day it was, and if anybody was with me. So I made that chart, had that all ready. And so I live in the Applegate, and there are many, many wonderful trails in the Applegate. And so they're very familiar trails to me. And so I was doing a lot of those trails. And I had already booked a Sierra Club backpacking trip in the Wallowa Mountains in northeastern Oregon.
Wonderful.
And I knew I would, you know, chalk up a whole lot of miles during that trip. And so what happened was, I just was kind of hiking the way I usually do. I get up in the morning and hike up Stein Butte or whatever. And I was just kind of, you know, hiking along. And then in November, I had foot surgery. And I was unable to hike for 2 months.
During this year?
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is actually 10 months, not 12 months, for my 800 miles. So I had these 2 months when I was not hiking. And that was, so after Christmas, I thought, I better check this out. And I added up the miles, and I added up the days left and the number of miles left, and thought, oh, I better pay attention to this and make sure that I'm hiking enough miles every week so that I don't have to hike, you know, 120 miles the last week of July or something.
Right. Yeah, just figure out a pace for yourself. So, Diana, let's get into some of your trips. What memories stand out for you? You know, share some of the specific trails that you took and some highlights.
Yes. So, you know, so many of them occur at one time. Yeah. The trip to the Wallawa Mountains was wonderful, mm-hmm. and those mountains are so beautiful. I did a backpacking trip with three women friends to on the lower Rogue River Trail. So it's the Wild and Scenic Rogue.
Right.
And it's a 40-mile trail, and we went 40 miles down and spent the night at the lodge and did 40 miles back again.
Oh,
so it was
fun.
A 10-day trip of 80 miles. And little incident on that trip was that we were camping at, I forget the name of the campsite, it's just on the Rogue River, and the Forest Service has put up big bear boxes for you to put your food in because there's a very bad problem with bears there. Mm-hmm. In fact, I had camped 3 or 4 years earlier in that same campsite and had a run-in with a bear. So we put our food, in fact, we put our packs, our food, everything except our tents and sleeping gear was in the box. And we closed up the box and we went to sleep. We got up the next morning and then we couldn't get the box open. And I tried, it was first up, I tried, got the next person out. We all tried and we could not get the box open. It wouldn't open.
Huh.
So we hiked 3 miles down the trail to Paradise Lodge, which was down the trail, and asked for help there. And he was a little grumpy at first.
Because he had to walk 3 miles back.
I think it was because they have a sign up on the trail saying registered guests only, because they must get hikers going down there and how, you know, bothersome. Mm-hmm. We were a little different. So, but then he came around, he called the Forest Service. The man who could help was on vacation, so they couldn't help us. And so we said, you know, if you just give us a can of WD-40, I think it's just rusted shut.
Oh.
But he said, yes, he would do that. And then he said, you haven't had any breakfast, have you? Because all our food was in the box.
Right.
Well, actually, no, we haven't. So.
And you had just hiked 3 miles on an empty stomach.
That's right. And so they gave us this splendid breakfast. And we said, but our credit cards are locked in the. he said, it's all right. This is on the house. So
oh,
they were very, very nice. And we
that's
hiked.
A nice trail angel story almost.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So we hiked the 3 miles back, squirted the WD-40, got the thing open, put on our packs, and went back. So it all turned out well, but it was an extra 6 miles, so our 80-mile hike turned into an 86-mile hike.
Okay, so you got to check those off.
That's
on
right.
your spreadsheet.
That's so right. I was not at all sorry.
It's all a bonus to you. If you're just joining us, this is My Better Half on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney, talking with Applegate resident Diana Kugel, who has surpassed her goal to walk 800 miles in the year leading up to her 80th birthday, which she just celebrated in July. What are some challenges when you are hiking with people? Is it ever hard to decide what you're going to do? Or, you know, what would you say to someone else who's planning, you know, with hiking partners?
Well, typically, this was my show, and so I usually chose the trails myself, and people joined me as they liked.
Right. Yeah, you sort of had your mission, and
I had
people
my mission.
Could plug in or not.
That's
yeah.
right.
That's true. That takes some of the... pressures of democracy out of it, I'll say.
Yes.
You have to come to a consensus. Let's see. When you were alone, I'm curious if you ever got nervous. Did you have any other set of challenges when you were walking alone?
I didn't really. I do a whole lot of hiking by myself. And a number of years ago, my son said he would not worry about me if I carried a personal locator beacon, a PLB,
yes.
Which is an emergency signal if you get in trouble. And so I bought one of those, and so I always carry it when I'm hiking alone. But
that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was very wise.
Yeah. Is there something to be said just for having a project like that? Does it give you, I mean, is it sort of energizing? You know, it gives you something to look forward to.
Absolutely. I love these challenges that yeah. I set myself. Not only something to look forward to, but it keeps a focus all year. So my focus
right.
was on hiking those 800 miles.
So our reporters are curious, when you were walking those segments alone, what kind of thoughts come up for you? What do you find yourself daydreaming about or planning?
I recite poetry.
Beautiful.
I do. One of my favorite hobbies is reciting poetry or memorizing poetry. So being on the trail was a real good way to learn those poems.
Well, I think our listeners would love to hear you recite one of those poems.
All right. I'll recite a poem by Mary Oliver, because Mary Oliver is everybody's favorite poet. And I have three or four poems by her that I've memorized, but I will give you today The Swan. Okay. She actually has two poems called The Swan. Mm-hmm. So this is one.
Okay.
Across the wide water, something comes floating, a ship filled with white flowers. It moves on its miraculous muscles as though time didn't exist, as though to bring such gifts to the dry shore was a happiness almost beyond bearing. It turns its dark eye. It rearranges the cloud of its wings. It trails an elaborate webbed foot the color of charcoal. Soon it will be here. Oh, what will I do when that puppy-colored beak rests in my hands? Said Mrs. Blake of the poet, I miss my husband. He is so often in paradise. Of course, the way to heaven doesn't lie down in flat miles. It rests in the way in which we observe this world and in the gestures with which we honor it. Oh, what will I do? What will I say when those white wings touch the shore?
Thank you, Diana. It just makes me happy knowing that there's a place in the world for a woman to be walking along a beautiful trail reciting poetry. So yes, thank you for sharing that.
Yes, you're welcome.
So that's interesting. Words occupying your mind, even when you're in the middle of nature. Something about that rhythm of walking.
Yeah, it is. And I also think the rhythm of walking works out problems. So if I'm working on a piece of writing, for instance, things will occur to me when I walk, when they won't occur otherwise.
Mm. Ideas for new projects or maybe solutions to problems you've been knocking around?
Yes, I'm thinking more. Yes, that is true. But I'm thinking more about the solutions to problems.
Yeah.
That, I'm working on a piece of writing and it's not going well. Or I'm writing a poem and, I haven't quite come up with it. And I get on the trail and it's the loosening of the mind, I think, when your feet are moving like that.
I think that's a good way to put it. I'm sure there is some kind of physical thing where it frees up part of your mind because part of your mind's occupied with moving your feet along.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. Well, what is next for you? You're a project lover. What's your next thing?
I am a project lover, but I don't know. And actually, I've kind of been mulling it over. I'm not sure what it will be. I'm still hiking. I don't keep track anymore, but definitely I'm still hiking. And yeah, you know what? I don't know the answer to that. I got my PhD. That's done. You know, I hiked my 800 miles. That's done. For my 75th birthday, I did 75 things of 75 repetitions each.
What are a couple of examples of that?
Oh, so I sent out an email to my friends and said, give me some ideas for 75 things of 75 or things of 75 repetitions each. So things like do a 75-mile hike, identify 75 different wildflowers on one hike, sew a quilt with 75 squares, write 75 poems of 75 words each.
I'd love it.
There were 75 of them. It was really quite fun.
Oh, that's so fun. Well, Diana, if we were live, I would open the phone bank right now and our listeners can make suggestions. But you sound like you are perfectly capable of coming up with ideas for yourself. And I hope you'll keep us posted. And it was a delight talking to you. Thanks for inspiring me and us, our listeners.
Thank you, Vanessa. Lots of fun.
You've been listening to My Better Half on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney, and my guest was essayist, playwright, and poet Diana Kugel, who recently completed her latest challenge, walking 800 miles in the year leading up to her 80th birthday. If you want to hear more stories about people exploring the creative potential of their later years, you can hear more episodes of My Better Half at jeffexchange.org or on your favorite podcast platform.
That's it for today's exchange. JeffExchange.org is our website where you can find these conversations and more, or you can subscribe to our shows wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Charlie Zimmerman. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.